Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Renuka with the World News. The headlines. India dismantles the ISI-backed terror group Shehzad Bhatti network ahead of Independence Day, arrests over 200 operatives. Indians in Qatar can now send money home through UPI from post offices. Over 200 Indian peacekeepers deployed with UN mission in South Sudan awarded prestigious medal for exceptional service. Iran reaches agreement with Oman to manage transit of ships through Strait of Hormuz. And in men's cricket, India take 178-run lead after restricting Sri Lanka to 284 in first innings of Gali Test. India destroyed the ISI-backed terror group Shehzad Bhatti network ahead of Independence Day and also thwarted its plans for subversive attacks by arresting more than 200 operatives. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah has informed that security forces ripped apart the network by launching coordinated operations across different locations in 14 states, upholding a brilliant example of India's zero tolerance towards terrorism. More from our correspondent.
The security agencies launched a coordinated multi-state operation on 12th of this month using a real-time intelligence sharing system with state police forces to counter Shehzad Bhatti network-linked disruptions planned around Independence Day. The operation led to the detention of over 200 people across 14 states, including 62 from Uttar Pradesh, 52 from Haryana, 51 from Delhi, and 44 from Punjab. Substantial recoveries, including IEDs, grenades bearing Pakistan Ordnance factory markings, pistols, live cartridges, and CCTV cameras used for espionage, were made from ISI-funded group. The network was involved in several terrorist activities. Shehzad Bhatti network, a Pakistan-based ISI-backed terror syndicate, linked to grenade, IED, and petrol bomb attacks and targeted killings across India. SBN has also been playing local conduits to recce police, defense and religious sites and to install CCTV cameras for espionage. More than 80 FIRs and over 200 arrests linked to this network have been made so far. With Aman Yadav, this is Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
India has reaffirmed a people-centric and humanity-first approach to BRICS collaboration guided by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision. Secretary, Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs, Sudhakar Dalela, today said, during its BRICS chairship, India has placed people at the center of collective efforts. He made the remarks while addressing the BRICS Civil Forum 2026 in New Delhi.
While our economic, technological and sustainability goals are indispensable, the ultimate resilience of the BRICS partnership depends on the invisible threads of trust and mutual respect that bind our societies together. Civil society engagement is therefore not a secondary track, it is a primary and enduring mechanism for building lasting partnerships and friendships. This year is especially significant for BRICS as we are marking 20 years of our shared journey since the first BRIC BRIC Foreign Minister meeting in 2006 in New York. 2 decades in which we have grown into a strong collective voice of developing economies at a global stage.
The Qatar-India remittance service based on post transfer powered by UPI is now available. It enables customers in Qatar to send funds directly to UPI-enabled bank accounts in India through Qatar Post outlets. The Communications Ministry said the service offers an instant, secure, convenient and accessible channel for cross-border remittances, particularly benefiting the large Indian community in Qatar and their families in India. Indian Army Chief General Dheeraj Seth was conferred the rank of Honorary General of Nepal Army by President Ram Chandra Podal during an investiture ceremony at Sheetal Nivas in Kathmandu today. The conferral of the honorary rank continues a long tradition that started in 1950, under which Nepal and India confer the honorary rank of general on each other's army chiefs. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Over 200 Indian peacekeepers deployed with the UN mission in South Sudan have been awarded the prestigious UN medal for their exceptional service. The UN mission in Sudan, in a social media post today, informed that 210 Indian peacekeepers, including 6 women and 7 staff officers, were awarded at Juba in South Sudan. The mission called it a proud moment for India's blue helmets. It added that through crises, medical emergencies and life-saving missions, the courage and compassion of the Indian peacekeepers continue to protect lives and advance peace. Iran today said it has reached an agreement with Oman on a plan to manage the transit of ships through the Strait of Hormuz, and the two sides are now working to finalize details for a joint statement. Talking to reporters in Tehran, Iranian Foreign Affairs spokesperson Ismail Baghaei said an understanding has been reached regarding the map of the transit route. The announcement came as the 60-day negotiating period to find a peace deal between the US and Iran is set to expire. Meanwhile, speaking to a reporter about talks between Iran and Oman over the Strait of Hormuz, US President Donald Trump warned Muscat not to interfere. He said the United States would bomb Oman if it challenged Washington's position on the strategic waterway. On the other hand, Mideast negotiator Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law, was holding meetings with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu the day after he had talks with Palestinian armed group Hamas chief Khalil al-Hayya in Egypt on disarmament. The meetings with Prime Minister Netanyahu come after the Israeli leader rejected a 15-point US-backed roadmap to move the truce deal forward in Gaza. Leading Baloch human rights defender Mir Yar Baloch has condemned Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari's remarks about the Hindu community in his Independence Day speech. In a social media post, Mir Yar Baloch described the remarks as poisonous and divisive statements scripted by the Pakistani military generals and delivered through their political proxy. The World Bank has expressed serious concern over the Pakistan government's decision to divert funds meant for a housing program for people affected by floods. According to Pakistani media reports, the bank said the move could leave more than 1,19,000 verified and eligible households without identified financial support. Sri Lanka has emerged as the country with the most positive perception of India, according to a new global survey by the Washington-based Pew Research Center. The survey was conducted between February and May this year across 36 countries and involved more than 42,000 people. We have a report.
Sri Lanka recorded the highest rating, with 79% of respondents expressing a favorable view of India. The result highlights strong regional, cultural and economic ties between the two countries. India's substantial assistance to Sri Lanka during its 2022 economic crisis has also strengthened bilateral goodwill. The United Kingdom and Kenya followed with 71% favorable views. Germany recorded 63%, while Israel stood at 60%. India also received positive ratings in Italy, Sweden, Japan and Thailand, each recording more than half of respondents expressing favorable views. The findings underline India's growing global standing and the strength of its relationships with countries across Asia, Europe and Africa. Anuja Kumar for World News.
In men's cricket, Indian bowlers restricted host Sri Lanka at 284 in their first innings, taking a lead of 178 runs at stumps on day three of the first test in Galle. Manav Sudhar led the wickets column for India with four scalps, while Ravindra Jadeja picked up three. Jadeja became only the fourth player in Test cricket history to reach the milestone of 350 wickets and 4,000 runs. He is also the first Indian left-arm bowler to achieve the haul. Earlier in the day, India were bowled out for 462 in their first innings. At the BWF World Championships in New Delhi, India's PV Sindhu and Ayush Shetty have advanced to the second round of their respective singles events. Women's doubles pair of India's Trisha Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand and men's doubles duo of M.R. Arjun and Hariharan Amasa Karunan have also cruised to the next round. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India dismantles ISI-backed terror group Shehzad Bhatti network ahead of Independence Day, arrests over 200 operatives. Indians in Qatar now can send money home through UPI from post offices. Over 200 Indian peacekeepers deployed with UN mission in South Sudan awarded prestigious medal for exceptional service. Iran reaches agreement with Oman to manage transit of ships through Strait of Hormuz. And in men's cricket, India take 178-run lead after restricting Sri Lanka to 284 in the first innings of Galle Test. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.